Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yep, Friday. What's up? No gator today. That is Mike Stone sitting in for Scott Anderson. Hello, Michael.
Good. I did bring a gator, though. Or it's more of a dragon, I guess.
What is on that sweatshirt?
The West Bloomfield Laker mascot.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
On Stoney's sweatshirt. Yes. And you are pairing that with a Motor City Mustangs hat?
Yes. Of the rollerball, the roller hockey league that was here at Cobo for 1 year.
Well, who amongst us? Can forget that, yeah.
Oh, come on. Kyle Reeves and Daniel Berthiaume played goal. Remember, he was in the NHL.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Dino Ciccarelli and Sean Burr were the owners. The late but great Sean Burr.
You know what?
Okay.
It's minor league sports have a place in this country, and they can be awesome.
Yes.
When done right. Mm-hmm. When done right. So, how was your Thursday night? Anything exciting?
My Thursday night... I went to dinner by myself at a club. A club? A club, yes.
Yes. Stony.
A country club. Okay.
I went to the club.
And there was a group there who were, or a friend took some of his coworkers there. So, and they were, one of the women were, big listeners to the station, so
oh, really?
It was very nice talking to her, and I had a good time.
Any programming advice?
No.
There's usually no shortage of that.
No. Pretty good. And then I got home and watched the Red Wings, and I gave somebody, another person there, they asked, well, what do you like tonight? I said, I don't know.
They were asking you for betting advice?
Yeah, which is really, really bad, because I am awful. Except when I actually don't bet, like last night when I said, well, take the over on the Wings game because Anaheim scores a lot of goals.
Look at you.
Yeah.
I don't know what the number was, but there were nine goals in the game.
I think it was like 5.5 or 6, something like that.
Well played.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Yeah, but I didn't bet it, so who cares?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, you got some credibility with some rando at the club.
That's right.
It's a college hoops last night, Michigan State. Fended off San Jose State. Alabama and Purdue went into Alabama. The Lawyer kid, the Smith kid, and the Trey Kaufman, like those guys I feel like have been at Purdue forever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a problem. There's a reason why they're ranked where they're ranked. But they went to Bama and won. Michigan and Michigan State are going to be, I mean, Michigan and Michigan State are going to be really, really good this year. And Purdue is the juggernaut.
Yeah,
in the Big Ten this year, so
Yeah, well, I think Michigan, depending how long it takes them to figure each other out, because
yes. It's
basically Portal City, with a few exceptions, they should be damn interesting. Last night, I mean, I know Izzo, he's never happy, but he was not 100% pleased. But you know what? Well, I should have gone into that game and bet on that game. Just bet on the Spartans. I couldn't lose.
right, because San Jose State is also the Spartans. Mm-hmm. Good work, Stoney.
Thank you very
good
much.
Good work, yeah. And then we had a Thursday night game. The Patriots. What do you think of the Patriots uniforms?
Unbelievable.
You liked them?
I love them.
Did you really?
Loved them.
Did you like them as much as I like the Pistons City Connects, which I want to make the permanent uniform?
Pretty equal.
Oh, really?
Pretty
You equal. Liked them that much?
Yeah. I mean, they were pretty damn good.
Okay.
Because it's something you would never expect.
They almost look denim. They look like a denim uniform. Kang, did you like the Patriots unis?
I didn't really like them that much because it's all kind of like morphed together for me, Stoney. Like, just it was, nothing stood out. You know what I mean? About like the little red Nike swoosh on the side was the only different color. I don't even count the white as a different color for the numbers.
But it was weird. They showed guys wearing, for lack of a better word, their varsity jackets, like Robert Kraft or whatever, and Gronk. And it said N-E, which you never said. It was right. Just so different from what they usually do because their throwbacks are also really good with the old Boston Patriot logo.
See, I like that more because that pops more, the colors and everything. Right. This one didn't pop enough for me, but you know,
Steve
to each
Grogan
their
Reds.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. All right. So here's what we got today. Plenty of Lions talk, and we'll get to that here in a moment. Lions and Philadelphia. We have a Twitter poll question regarding this game. It's very simple. This is not a complex question. Do the Lions win the game? You can vote yes or no and give us a reason why or why not. We'll read the best answers on the air. So go vote right now at DunGator971 and get your comments in. We like to read tweets that come our direction. And, of course, we'll take your phone calls. That is our preferred way of communication.
Yes.
248-539-9797 and ticket text to the same number. We will hear from the Birchie Kid, our Lions insider. Dan Campbell's going to meet with the media and give us injury updates and whatnot. What Birchie can see of practice before the media is removed. 1:15, we talked to the Birchie Kid. Got another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That? It's gonna be Are You Gonna Eat That Stoney edition.
Oh!
Yes. So I'm looking forward to this.
So am I.
That at 12:30. We'll talk some Michigan and Michigan State. They're both in action tomorrow. Wolverines playing at Wrigley against Northwestern, and the Spartans playing for the Land-Grant Trophy against Penn State.
Do they still even bring that out?
I have no idea.
Chris, that was one of your questions that we never got to in the football questions, the trophy games and things like
that. Oh, yeah, for the college football?
Yeah, and Land-Grant is never one of mine. To me, it's Floyd of Rosedale. It's the best.
The pig?
Yeah.
I saw one earlier this year, and it was in my it was a empty the bucket question, the New Mexico State rivalry. Had to get rid of their trophy. It was, we called it the Rio Grande rivalry, and I think they played for like a shotgun or something.
Oh, don't want to do that.
Well,
be politically correct.
You know, I don't quote me on that. They had a trophy and they got rid of the trophy. I don't remember what it was. I'll see if I can figure it out. But yeah, college football trophies are always cool. Like Akron and Kent State, they're not always cool. I shouldn't say that. They add something. They often add something. Akron and Kent State the other night played for the wagon wheel, and it was like a legitimate wagon wheel, which I thought was hysterical.
Isn't that a country song, Wagon Wheel? It's like a big song.
Yeah, Darius Rucker.
Yeah,
I mean it was a remake. But 248-539-9797. The coordinator spoke yesterday. Interesting. First of all, Kelvin Shepard said there's a player he literally never heard of, and he is now making an impact for the Lions. It was an interesting story that he told, and you'll hear what John Morton, the offensive coordinator, how he's handling this, quote, demotion. Plus, J.B. Bickerstaff said something on the morning show today that I found very intriguing. We will get to that. All today here on the Carson Anderson Program with Gator Out. We'll talk with some, start with some open lines, some Lions talk. It's 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.